Welcome to Holistic Brain Changer Podcast. I'm your host, Stephanie. I'm so glad you were here. In this podcast, we are going to talk all things mental health. As someone who has struggled with depression and anxiety over the years, and also a healthcare professional who has seen the ins and outs of mental health and how it's treated, I knew the traditional treatment wasn't for me. So I have been determined to dig deep and find holistic ways to treat mental health. So follow along as I share tips, tricks, research, and just some real life stuff and situations along the way in hopes you can take control of your own life and discover the best version of yourself. So let's go. Hi, welcome back. Sorry, it's been a minute. If this is your first time here, just want to say, hey, thanks for being here. Appreciate it. I hope you find some value. If you are not new here and you are back, welcome back. It's been a little chaotic couple weeks at the Maxfield household. So we went on vacation and Avery got sick while on vacation. And then came back, she was feeling a little better, then she got worse. So long story short, we ended up spending 3 days in the hospital and a couple days at home on oxygen. She's now better, thank God. But if you have kids, you know what it's like having a sick baby who wants mom and doesn't want to be put down or wants nobody but mom. She's finally feeling better to where I can put her to bed and she stays asleep. So I was like, well, I can get back on to recording a podcast. It's just been kind of a whirlwind. I think I must have picked up what she had at some point, but we're all doing good now. We're just, like I said, I think on the mend of things, but having a sick kid in the hospital and watching her be on oxygen, kind of rough, not gonna lie. Not something that I ever want to experience ever again in my life. If I'm being honest, that sucked. And sleeping in a hospital bed that is the size of an toddler crib bed is also not fun. So, that's kind of my life. But one thing I did want to celebrate because I am so freaking excited is I made it to 50 episodes. My last episode I recorded was 50 freaking episodes. So kudos to me. Pat myself on the back. So proud of myself. And if you stuck around this long, thanks for joining me. I know I've talked about this. I just need to find the time. I'm going to be like switching up my intro and as I pivot this more towards like health and nutrition and just like health in general. Just welcome if you're new. Thanks for coming back if you've been here. So I had all these things planned out I wanted to talk about. And I think what I'm going to focus on this week is just like the importance of advocating for your health. And I know I've like probably talked about this before, but it is so important to advocate for your health. And the reason I say this is because being in the hospital with my daughter and me having to advocate for her, because obviously she can't talk. And just something that really irritates me, and I mean, I know I've been guilty of this too, is just healthcare professionals kind of having like that attitude of like, well, I'm the doctor, so I know what's best, right? I'm the nurse, so I know what's best. It's like, no, you don't know my body. And I also had this, like, kind of same, not necessarily situation, but with a patient who was on dialysis, and she was just like, they're taking too much fluid off of me, and it's like literally like dehydrating me to the point where like I can't go to the bathroom, like whatever. And she's like having all these problems, and of course they just keep telling her, well, we're the experts, we know everything. And I want to just remind you that, like, you know your body better than anybody, than any doctor, any healthcare professional. And there's just so much power in that, and I want you to remember that, because, like, yes, as healthcare professionals, like, we typically know more than our patient, right? Like, we just, educational wise, but that still doesn't mean that we know more about their body. And I guess I just, like, want to, like, preface, like, how, not really preface, I don't know if that's a word, but, like, how important it is to advocate for your health, because it could be a life or death situation, regardless of what the doctor says. And so when you're at a doctor, if you have a doctor who doesn't listen to you, who just tells you this is the way, blah, 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 like, I know everything, please go find yourself another doctor. Like, please do not waste your time. And, you know, that kind of, like, sounds morbid in a way, but, like, you don't deserve a doctor that way. You just don't. You deserve somebody that actually wants to listen and help you. And I just want you to know how important it is that you have a doctor that does actually want to listen, that actually cares, that actually wants you to get better, and isn't just, take this pill and I know everything, please don't question me. Because your health and your life could depend on it. And I know it can be hard, because, like, doctors, they can bully you, and they can, you know, try to manipulate you into making, or pressuring you into making decisions that you don't want to make, but because it's, like, the easier, less resistant path, you just are like, whatever. And so, kind of some tips to go about advocating for your health is, the first thing is if you're just in a doctor's visit, like, and you know that you get to leave, right? I feel like that's so much easier than, like, when you're in a hospital and you know you can't leave. And so being able to just say, yep, okay, and then when you leave, right, like, you don't have to be doing what they're telling you. So sometimes agreeing but then not complying is kind of a way to get around it. But even if it's, like, for vaccines or, you know, something in office, like, being able to say the word no and mean it and stand firm on it, like, you have to know that you have the right to say no, no matter what. Like, it is your health, it is your life, like, you do not have to comply. And being able to stand firm on the word no and trusting that what you're doing is what's best and what's right for you. And so it really isn't much of, like, a, like, here are some tips, but just, I just want you to know that it's okay to tell doctors and nurses no, and that it's okay to advocate for your health and what's best for you. And I just want you to get comfortable with saying no to doctors if it doesn't feel right to you. But that starts with saying no more often in general, instead of saying yes to everybody too, quote unquote, make it easier, right? Saying no is hard. We know that. Saying no to anything can be hard, especially when we're not used to it and we're always, like, the yes person. So just start practicing saying the word no to things that you want to say no to, and it'll get easier. But there's so much importance and power in advocating for your health, and how it can impact your life. And I think it starts with you. And if you have kids or if you don't have kids, like, you know, the weight of that on your shoulders when you realize that, like, my kids' life or health is in my hands and it's my decision. And that's a little nerve-wracking if you really think about it, because it's definitely nerve-wracking for me. So I just want you to know that it is important to advocate for yourself. It's okay to say no. And it's okay to get a different doctor, a different opinion. Like, you don't have to listen to the same doctor, the same person. They don't all know everything. Nobody knows everything, unfortunately. There's some good doctors out there and there's not so good doctors. There's good nurses, there's not so good nurses. There's good healthcare people and there's not. And I try to be one of those good ones where I listen and understand the patient. I know I'm not perfect, but at least find somebody that's willing to listen to you. So I hope you found some value in this. I hope you get the strength to start saying no. If you love this, please share it with somebody, or if you feel like you resonate it, please, I would so appreciate it if you give me a rating and a review. And if not, I will talk to you next time. Bye. Thank you so much for listening in. If you loved this episode or just felt like you could relate, I would love it if you shared it to your social media and tagged me at @CoachSteph_M so I can thank you. And remember, if you change your mind, you can change your life.